Let's start again. The Mishnah Yud Aleph on the base. The Mishnah has a klal that zochen liyadam shaloi befonov. The first place the Mishnah is that disappears. If you look on the side, is an erevin. The Mishnah erevin is talking about making an erev to be allowed to carry. So you have everything to gain and nothing to lose. If you're going to make an erev etrumen for somebody, so he can make the erev etrumen without his authorization. Because when you make an erev etrumen to the left, then he can't go to the right. So you have to know that he's interested in going to the left and not to the right. But if you make an erev chatzeres, there's everything to gain and nothing to lose. There's only zechus. There is no chayva. So the Mishnah says that whenever you make an erev chatzeres, really each one of the Shomrei Shabbos is supposed to put a challah. Pas Shlema in the home. Let's say you have 100 people living in the area that's enclosed with an Erev. So 99, all Shem Shabbos, and 99 should leave a Pas Shlema in the home of the 100th person. He lives there, he doesn't have to put any Chalas. He lives there. And the others, by leaving a Chala, Pas Shlema, in the home of the 100th person, is considered as if all 100 families live in that one home, and Memela, nobody asks on anybody else. Because you stand to gain, you stand to lose nothing, then everyone agrees that that's the original din of Zochen Liyadam Shaloi Befonov. We assume the same is true regarding a matana. Let's say I want to give a matana to someone who's not here. So I give the matana to someone who is here. He's zoich on behalf of the other person who's not here. So that's the principle of Zochen Liyadam Shaloi Befonov. That's Mishnayis and Bava Basra. We once discussed that there's a three-way machlokes hatanoim in the Mishnah and Bava Basra. One Tana holds he can only be zecher for a godel, he cannot be zecher on behalf of a kotten. I want to give a matana to a kotten, see if he's here. So you have das acheres makne, I give it to the kotten. So we pass kind of like that opinion in Tosfos that the kotten is kind of in a turf. If he's not here, I give it to a godel to be zecher on behalf of the kotten. So one Tana holds it doesn't work at all. Apparently he thinks that schi is mitam shlichus, and there's no shlichus le kotten. So there's no schi le kotten. The other Tana holds just to be very zochen lekotten, ain zochen legodel. You can only be zochen on behalf of a kotten. That zechi is a takana de rabbanon. The whole institution of zochen adam shel rabbanon is a takana de rabbanon. One Tana holds, no pasuk, and they only made a takana for the one who needs a little help. For the kotten, is a labadas. He needs some help. A godel, when the godel will be here, he'll be kind in person. We don't have to make any takanas for the gedolim. They'll take care of themselves. And the accepted opinion is the third Tana that Zochen Legodol Ulekotel. You can be Zoch on behalf of a Godel and either on behalf of a Godel or on behalf of a Kotel. So that's the Shaila, whether Zechia Lekotel is Menatoira or Midirabonim. Zechia Lekotel works Menatoira or Midirabonim. We assume that Zechia Legodol works Menatoira. Even though there's one Tana Baba Basu holds not so, that Zechia Zochen is in Gansen a Takana de Rabbanon. They only made the Takana on behalf of a Kotna, on behalf of a Godel. It's not necessary. But we don't accept that opinion. We accept the opinion of the Tana that Zochen Adam Shaloi Befonov is a principle that works in our Torah. The only thing that's a debate, Allah Chalamais, is whether Zechiel a Kotan works in our Torah de Rabbanon. So Tosis points out that there are two girsis in the Gemara, in Ezel Neshech. On the last line, on Ayin Aleph on the base, going over to Ayin Beis on the Aleph, the Gemara says that Zochen Liyadam Shaloi Befonov is something like Shlichus, as if the other person would have appointed a Shliach to accept the gift on his behalf. So here he didn't appoint a Shliach, but it's self understood that if he would know that someone's interested in giving him a gift, he would have been happy to appoint anyone as a Shliach. So that's what it sounds in the Gemara, that Tzchi is a form of Shlichus. So no matter the muchach that he would have wanted to appoint him as a shliach. So the Gemara says that there's no schi on behalf of a nochri, because a nochri can have a shliach act on his behalf, and shlichus l'akum, so therefore ain't zechiyah l'akum. So the Gemara raises the question, so if zechiyah depends on shlichus, because ain't shlichus l'akum, that's why ain't zechiyah l'akum. So why not say the same by a cotton? How come there's a kotten cannot have a shliach? Ain't shlichus lekotten, but there is a zechiyah lekotten. So the Gemara says, no. The kotten is different. Kotten is different. Why? Because the kotten will become bar mitzvah. The non-Jew is not going to become Jewish automatically. unless he converts. He's, right now he's mechusa maisa. But the cotton will automatically, he's osi lechalal shlichus, he'll just grow up in a couple of years. And most ketanim become gedolim. Most ketanim, when they reach the age of 13 and they have shtei saris, they become a gedol. So since the cotton is osi lechalal shlichus, that's on the top of Ein Beis Amid Aleph, that's why we say, nehi deleis, afagav deleis lishlichus, is leischia midirabonim. So that's one gears in the Gemara. Is leischia midirabonim. And the other gears is no, is leischia, without the word midirabonim. So the two gearses in the Gemara are both working on the assumption that zechia for a gadol works minatar, zechia for a katan is depends on these two gearses. That's the famous machlokes, the way the Rishonim word it, where they say zechia mitam shlichus, zechia la mitam shlichus. If zechia is a branch of shlichus, then since ain shlichus lekatan, ain zechia lekatan. So zechia lekatan that we accept in the Mishnah and the end of Bav Basra is only a takana midrabban. And according, that's what the Rashi tells you. The Mishnah is about Basa Kufna and Vav Amadeus. This three-way Machloikas Satanoim. There are only two Tanoim there, but there are only two Tanoim, Rav Lezer and Rabbi Shua. But there's a Machloikas Satanoim. What was the Machloikas Satanoim? It comes out there are two Tanoim with three Shitas. The only Schia Le Godel, only Schia Le Kotna, Schia both for Godel and for Kotna. So this is the famous Gemara. On this, so what's the din whenever you do an act of zochen on behalf of someone else? I give a gift to someone to be kind on behalf of someone else. So he's very excited. No. The fellow, when he finds out about it, that someone was zochen $1,000 bill for him, a gift, an automobile worth $30,000, he's very happy. What happens if later on when the fellow finds out about it and he doesn't like me? So he says, I don't want the gift. Tell him I don't want the gift. So the Gemara says that he can break up the zochen. Can't say zachen liyadim b'shalay b'fan of bal korach. If the fellow says I don't want, nisht is nisht. If initially his reaction is that he's happy about it, and then later on he thinks it over, and later on he changes his mind, doesn't want it, then the Gemara says the zachen sets in. That's how the Gemara says on the top line above. Basu kuflam et ches amad aleph. Kam tzaveach meikora, kam b'shoisech meikora, v'le b'sof tzaveach. If he's tzaveach meikor, if he screams from the very outset, I don't want the gift, I'm not happy about it, then you don't apply zachen liyadim b'shalay b'fan about korchei. But if milechatzila he's happy about it, and then the next day he thinks it over, the next day he changes his mind. So then he cannot break up the zachen liyadim b'shalay b'fan. He can be mafke the gift. I gave him a $30,000 automobile, so he's kainet. I gave him like the acher, someone else made the kinyan on behalf of the Mekabel Matana. And then later on, the fellow finds out about it, his initial reaction is that he's happy about it, so he's kainet. And then later on, the next day, he's unhappy, so then he can get rid of it by being makrit. But he can't just say, I changed my mind, I don't want this here. If his initial reaction is that he doesn't want it, then he can break it up. So there's a Rashbam on Bava Basra. Rashi passed away, says Kandes Rashi. So his grandson, the Rashbam, took over. So Rashbam is very wordy. So sometimes you can't tell what, because he's so wordy, sometimes you don't know whether he means it or he doesn't mean it. So over here, the Rashbam quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, chapter Tesvav, Soine Matonis Yichya. He's explaining what motivates the fellow to turn down the gift. Why don't you like the gift? What's the matter? I want to give you a present. Why don't you like it? See, if I give him another sefer and another sefer and another sefer, and his wife says we're going to have to move out of the house, there's no room for us, there's only svarim in the house. So he turns down the gift, he doesn't have any room. Okay, that's but what if I give him a $1,000 bill? So what? There's no room in the bank for the $1,000 bill. What's wrong? So he says, Sari matan is yichin. So what does the Rashbam mean? He's just trying to explain what motivates the recipient of the gift to turn it down. Psychological explanation, or he's saying a halachic explanation, that because giving a gift to someone else is really is always a blend of a schus in a chayva. There always is in the back of everyone's mind, there's always a little bit of chayva involved. It's nicer to be independent. It's nicer not to have to be come on to matnas bas of adam. So because there's in every gift that I give, there's a blend of a schus and a chayva, But the schus outweighs the chayva. It's probably 99% of the people would prefer to have the $10,000 check, the $10,000 gift, the $30,000 automobile. And 1% of the people, maybe 1% or 1% of the people would say, "Sani matanas yichid. I'd rather be independent. I don't want it." So that's what the Rashbam means to say. If you would have a schus gomer, that's what some achrenim want to say pshat in this Rashbam. If it would have been a situation of a schus gomer, and the recipient of the gift is just being arbitrary about it, it's utterly ridiculous that he turns it down, he doesn't want it, then it cannot be moicha. But because every gift contains within it a blend of a schus and a chayva, but the schus outweighs the chayva. You take a poll of 1,000 people, so 999 out of 1,000 would say, "Give me the gift. I'll be happy to accept a $30,000 automobile." And there's one person would invoke this pasuk, "Sani matanas yichya." So therefore, it's considered a blend of a schus and a chayva. So therefore, if this mekabel matana emphasizes the chayva, then he can undo the gift. That's the famous Rashba in Kiddush and Daf Chav Gimel. Rashba writes like that. The Mishnah has, we mentioned already, the Mishnah has a machlek zamer nechachamim, where the Shichar Avik Naini is clearly a blend of a schus and a chayva. That's what it says in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph on the base. And then the Gemara on Yud Beis on the base, the last 13 lines, quotes at the Sefta Perek Aleph, the way they're debating it. Omarnu lo leMeir. We told Meir. We call him Rabbi Meir, Reb Meir. But here Rashi says they were buddies, they were chaverim. So he refers to him by his first name. I was going to call him. I spoke to Reb Meir. So he said, "I spoke to Meir, and I told him, we all argued with him." So they're discussing the fact that you have a blend of a schus and a chayva here. Freedom is certainly a major schus. To be a ben chorin as opposed to an erek naini is a schus. Number one, freedom. You're own boss. Number two, you can now marry a normal girl and have tvisis kiddushin and have the children mesiaches achrov. By shivcha k'naini should be different from an evit k'naini.
You say
probably also. I would assume that it's the same thing. I would assume it's the same thing. Same machlek zameh nechacham. I would assume all the svaras that Gemara gives, I think, apply equally to the men and to the women. So the Gemara considers this blend of schus and chayva here, that you have freedom as one schus. Number one, number two, he can have tvisis kiddushin, have bar mitzvah sachrov, have a normal family life like this. He's mutar b'shivcha k'nainis. There's no tvisis kiddushin, and the bar manat mitzvah sachrov. So there's no family. Number three, he's chayvin more mitzvahs. The Eved Kenani is only chayv and mitzvahs kisha. Now he'll be chayv, now he'll become chayv and sitzes and tefillin and shofar and lulav and sukkah and all the mitzvahs as shas bangram. So you have a lot of pluses. You have a lot of weight placed on that scale of the schus scale. Then on the other scale, you have the chayv scale. So a mayor considers avda behefker nichalei zidalei shtichalei pritzalei. Life is much easier. Life is, for a non-observant Jew, for a non-Jewish person, life is much easier in the area of Ebenezer, the area of Ishus. And then Reb Meir throws in another consideration that the Eved Kenani, if he happens to belong to a Kohen, has the mitzvah that he can eat truma. And now you're going to be Meshachar him, so you're going to cheat him from that mitzvah. On the other hand, you're going to give him a whole bunch of additional mitzvahs. Going to give him tzitzis and tefillin and sukkah and shofar and lulav. But he's going to be losing out on this mitzvah. So that's what the Rambam claims, that the Chachamim disagree with Reb Meir. They hold that the ability of the Eved Kenani to eat truma if he happens to belong to a kohen is not that he had a mitzvah that he's going to be forfeiting now. It's because it's not a mitzvah. It's a hefter like the Hemes kohen eats truma. So the Eved Kenani shall kohen eats truma is not a mitzvah. It's not that it's considered a mitzvah. But a mayor apparently, Vaharai, so the Chachamim says it's just because he's Mamona Shalakoin. If the Kohen will sell him to a Yisrael, so then he's no longer Mamona Shalakoin, so he won't be allowed to eat Truma. So they say that this is not considered a mitzvah. This is just considered a hetla. Yeah. So you have a scale over here with two sides. You have on the one side you have a whole bunch of zchuyos, on the other side of the scale you have chayvos. So that's the shaila, which outweigh which. So Reb Meir thinks that it's not so clear. The only time you have a right to declare zach liyad mishlei b'fanav is if it's clear that the chelak haschus outweighs the chelak hachayv. But if it's not so clear, it's not so convincing that everyone would jump right away to say, ah, every Abiknani would certainly want to be a free man, so then you have no right to invoke the din of zach liyad mishlei b'fanav. The Chachamim think that the chelak haschus does outweigh the chelak hachayv. So the Rashbo has a chiddush. It's really a very big chiddush. The Rashba says that according to the Chachamim, the Reb Meir, the Eved cannot be Moicha later on. In Yoridei Chel Gimel, Hilchas Avadim, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Machlekes. The Rashba writes in Kiddush and Daf Chav Gimel, where the Gemara talks there about this Machlekes Satanam, Reb Meir and Chachamim. So the Rashba writes, Lule de Mistafina, if he weren't afraid to disagree with the Rambam and the Rif, and all the Rishonim who preceded him, he would have developed such an idea that the Eved cannot be Moicha later on the Shichur, if there was Zeicha the Shichur on his behalf, because it's a Schuz Gomer. The only time the Gemara says there in Bava Basin, Kuf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, on the top line, that if you're Mekabel HaMatonah for someone, and he wants to turn it down, so he can be Moicha later on, if Tzavech Metchila V'Atzof, his instinctive, his initial reaction is, he doesn't want the gift, so then he breaks up the Zoch, and that's because you have a blend of a schus and a chayva. True, the schus outweighs the chayva, but you always have built into every matana, you have this consideration of saying matana siyachya. So it's not a schus gomer. So if the mekabel matana, when he finds out about it, is moicha right away, so then we have no right to label the situation of one schus. But he says over here, according to the Chacham Rav Meir, this is considered a schus gomer. Very surprising. Why should it be considered a schus gomer? By Kabbalah's matana, there never was machlekes ameir in the rabbanon. Everybody holds that it's a schus. Nonetheless, the Gemara says he can be moicha. So here, by Shichur Rabbi Kenani, Rav Meir says you have two sides of the scale. You have the side of schus and the side of chayva. And Rav Meir piles on so much on the side of the chayva, he's not so convinced that it's a schus at all. So the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir, and they hold that it's the schus, the tzad haschus outweighs the tzad hachayva so much that we totally ignore the tzad hachayva. We consider it as if it's a schus gomer. It's very surprising. Well, how can he say such a thing? The Pashtus is like he says he's afraid. Look, if not for the fact that he's afraid to take issue with the Rif and the Rambam, the Pashtus is like the Rif and the Rambam. He said the normal pshat. There certainly is a blend. Whenever you have zach le'olam shel b'fanav, you have a blend of a schus and a chayva, and you have to figure out which. If it's not clear, if it's not clear that the schus outweighs the chayva, then the Mishnah tells us that you can't apply zach le'olam shel b'fanav. You can't say now we'll give the fellow all the options and let him decide what he wants. Giving all the options, that's not considered a schus. Has to look from the perspective of the present as if the schus does outweigh the chayva, and then he has the option to choose to emphasize the chayva. That's the Pashtus, is not like that Rashba. So the Gemara in the debate on Yud Beis and Yud Beis, the Gemara quotes this Tosefta, where they're arguing back and forth. Amar Rav Loza, Amar no lo le Meir. We all argued, we all disagreed with Rav Meir. How can you say that you can't apply Zach and Adam Shalai B'fanav for the Shichur Rabbi Kanayin B'halo Tzchus Olevich Yetzi Mitachas Rabbi L'Cheres Freedom Amalon Achaybehu Why Shem Hoya Ebed Kayim Poslam and Atruma. So the Rambam understands, well, what's the argument Poslam and Atruma? So the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayis that we saw there last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was that we were learning this, so the Rambam seems to have understood the Ramei holds that it's a mitzvah on the part the behemoth kind eats truma, that's a heter. Even though there's an iser of eating the behemoth is not Jewish, so what's the avera? So there's no leaf neither to feed food to a behemoth. So what's the avera of feeding truma to the kind? So the answer is that's hanor shel kilui. Even though the Gemara says in Pesachim that truma is mutabah hanor lezar, but it's also hanor shel kilui. That's a machloikis harishonim. The Mishlam Melech and Hilchus Trumas has a machloikis harishonim. Whether this prohibition hanor shel kilui is that an isa deraisa, an isa derabban. We usually assume, but it's really 2 days in Rosh Hashanah, we usually assume that it's an Issa Deraisa, and the Pasuk says that a Behemoth Kohen is Kohen Ki Kin Nefesh, Kin Yakaspo, Hu Yochel Balachmo, that the Behemoth Kohen has a heta to eat Truma. Even though there should have been an Issa because of Hanoshel Kiloi, there's a special heta. And by Yevet Kohen, and by Yeshis Kohen also, all three learn that from the same Pasuk, Kohen Ki Kin Nefesh, Kin Yakaspo, Behemoth Kohen, Achelas Betruma, Evet Knainishel Kohen, Echol b'truma and Eishes kain achelus b'truma. So the behemoth kain, the pashtu says that that's only a heter. It's not that you mekayim a mitzvah. When the kohen eats truma, that's a mitzvah. The Rambam writes on the very end, the Hilchos Truma is the very last halacha. When the kohen is about to eat truma, the first he says the bracha bari minim zayin is on the cookies, a bari pri agofen on the wine, on the yain shel truma. Then he recites the bracha shekedushana b'kedushos shalam tzivanu al achilas truma. So he says the bichas on mitzvah. When you feed the truma to behemoth kain, you don't say any bracha. It's just a heter. What about Evet Knainishel Kohen? So the Rambam sounds like he learns that that's the machlokes. Rav Meir holds, what right do you have to declare that it's a schus because you're giving the Evet Knaini a whole bunch of mitzvahs that he didn't have before, since it's in Tefillin Shoif and Lulav and Sukkah, all the mitzvahs as my grandma. But you're cheating him, if he happens to be an Evet Knainishel Kohen, you're cheating him of the mitzvah of Achilas Chuan. And the Chachamim disagree with Rav Meir. So exactly what point do they disagree? So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis is presenting the Shitas Chachamim. So he says, they hold that it's not a mitzvah. He's not losing any mitzvah. It was a heter, just like the Hemes Kohen Echel B'Truma. Echelus B'Truma is a heter. So Echnayim Shal Kohen is a heter. It's not that it's a mitzvah. He's not losing any mitzvah. Taisus doesn't read the Gemara like that. How did the Rambam read that into the Gemara? So the Gemara says, Gemara says in the fourth line from the top of Yud Gimel Amad Aleph, "Hayin de kama hadri lei de masnitz min de shu kinyan de boy shokal dal ziz mi so le posale kol hecha de ise." The owner, the adon of the Evet Knaini, can sell him for $10 to Israel, and that's the end of the story. So what does that mean? So the Rambam understood that that argument means that it's only a heter. It's not that it's a mitzvah. It's only a heta. Kohen ki kin nefesh kin yakas, but like the Evet Knaini achelas b'truma. So Evet Knainishel Kohen is also achel b'truma. Tosfos does not learn like that. Tosfos Ebes Lechora does not learn like that. Here, the bottom of Yud Beis on the base, Iva Maschel v'chitema. So Tosfos says, V'yeshlema de kasova de lechosha v'lechoiva, Masha mekabla zakib nafilam lo yekabla yachar ab leposlo m'truma b'inyan achir. Tosfos learns a little pashtus, the whole Gemara. We usually learn differently from that Rambam. We usually learn the Gemara whenever you have a situation where you have a blend of schus and chayva. So it's really, you have no right to declare zachon v'adam shleivafon. That's what Meir says. You have on two sides of the scale. You have schus on this side and chayva on the other side. So why did you decide to declare it? What, it's 51% schus and 49% chayva. How do you know? So that's what the Rabbanan argue. If there's a blend of schus and chayva, and the chayva element that's going to come about, I could have caused the chayva, I could have caused the hefsid of the chayva without this act of zochin. I could have sold the Evet Knaini to someone else, and that would be the end of the whole story. I'm a kohen, so if I sell him to someone else, I'm not allowed to eat trum anymore. But since I could have accomplished the chayva without this act of zochin, so that's not called the blend of schus and chayva. Whenever it's biyodo shal ha'odoin to cause that hefsid, to cause that loss anyway, see the Rambam seems to have learned in the Pirush HaMishnayis that it's a fundamental machlok zaman the Rabbanan whether Evet Knaini shal kain echol b'trum is a mitzvah or a matir. The Rambam held that it's a mitzvah and you mafsid him a mitzvah. So you have two sides of the scale. How did you decide that the mitzvahs that tzitzis and fill and shayfer and lulav are more important than the mitzvah of achilas trum? There are many more. This is a 10. And that's only one. So Rameyah says that you have no right to declare that it's a schus, because you have on the other side of chayv. And the Rabbanan disagree. They hold that achilas truma is only a heter; it's not a mitzvah. He's not missing out on any mitzvah. Tosfos doesn't seem to learn like that. Tosfos doesn't seem to learn that the argument was whether it's a mitzvah or a heter. Tosfos learns whenever you have a blend of a schus and a chayv, and I could have brought about the chayv without this act of zochin, I could have sold the Evet Knaini. That'll be the end of the whole story. He's not allowed to eat truma. I sell him to a czar. He's not allowed to eat truma. So even though I'm terminating his ability to eat truma by doing an act of zachin, that's not called a blend of schus and chayv. I say that the schus outweighs the chayv because I could have done the chayv. It's biyodi to do the chayv anyway. That's how Taisa seems to read the Gemara. So the Gemara says that this was a debate back and forth of Ramea and Chachamim. Do you have the right to consider the Shichur Rabbi Kanaini as an act of zachin or not? On that daf in Bava Metzia, where the two girsos are, where the zochin zechia lekotan works menatar medirabbanon, that's the bottom of ayin aleph on the base and the top of ayin base on the aleph. So there was a line in the Tosfos, Dibur Maskil Bishleima. Bishleima sefer luchumah, that's an ayin aleph on the base. There's a line in the Tosfos, six lines in the Tosfos, that the Nesivos made famous. Taisus is Taisus, you know. But most people know it from the Nesivos. Even people who never learned the Zen Neshach, they know. The Nesivos is Simi Kuf Hei. Simi Kuf Hei is where this topic is discussed. Piro and Chayv, Atoiv, Silvachav, Mokim, Shachav, Lacherim, and so on. So the Nesivos quotes Taisus as saying the following. The Gemara said there's no Sechia La'akum. What do you mean there's no Sechia La'akum? I want to give a gift to a Nochri, and the Nochri happens not to be here now. So I give the gift to you that you should be Zerich on behalf of the Nochri. So the Gemara says it doesn't work. If the Nochri would have made a Jew as a Shliach, it wouldn't work. So if the Jew is serving as an act of Zochan on behalf of the Nochri, also Schia is similar to Shlichas. And just like there's no Shlichas La'akum, so too there's no Schia La'akum. That's the Gemara. Just like there's no Shlichas La'akum, so too there's no Schia Lakum. So Tosfos writes the following Chiddush. If a Nochri wants to give a gift to a Jew, and the Jew is not here, so he gives the gift to another Jew to be Zeich on behalf of the other Jew. So it's a Jew being Zeich for a Jew, but the one who's giving the gift is a Nochri. So Tosfos says, Ein Schia Lakum. Ein Schia Lakum. No, but the Schia is on behalf of a Jew, it's not on behalf of a Nochri. So Tosfos says, but since the Nochri is giving the gift, so you apply the rule over here, it ain't Schia Lakum. En kabalosa min ha-Nochri zecher li-Yisrael chaveiro. If the Nochri would put the gift on the table, be mafkir it. And then the Jew would pick it up and be zecher on behalf of the other Jew. That's ha-Magbiya mitzia la-chaveiro kana-chaveiro. We pass them that it does work. That's a machlekes and bovim mitzvah. We'll have to discuss it in a minute. But the Nochri wasn't mafgrit. Didn't he him hoy a Nochri mafgir ma oisa? Nochri is mafgir, a pile of money, a sack of money. Hoy yochel iskos lachaver. This Jew can be pick up the dovishol hefgir, the sack of money, and behalf of another Jew. Or bahash demir shan Nochri ain't a mafgiron. He's not mafgir, the sack of money. Elabola zakos ma oisa. He wants to be mezakah the money by giving it to one Jew to be zecher for the other Jew. The Tosfos says this is a violation of ein shlichas la'akum and ein schir la'akum. Why is this a violation of ein schir la'akum? So the Nesivos has a famous piece in Siman Kuf Hei, where it belongs, where he quotes the Nemuki Yosef in the first perek above Metziah. The Nebuchadnezzar Yosef quotes a Ran. Usually we have the commentary of the Ran and the Rif and on Bab Metziah. We don't have the Ran, we have the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef. So every so often the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef will quote a Ran. So it's on the Mishnah on Daf Yudah Med Aleph. There's a Mishnah. So the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef there quotes the Ran as saying that the only one who has a right to appoint a shliach is the Baal HaMamon. The one who's not the Baal HaMamon has no right to appoint a shliach. The Ran, the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef quoted as if the Ran discovered America, as if the Ran said something new. So the later Acharonim pointed out that this is a passage in the Talmud Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi says like that. Yerushalmi says, we always assume that the only one who has a right to appoint a shliach is the one who's a bailim on the case, Take, for example, we have a Gemara in Ksubis and in Yevamos that for the purpose of performing Chalitza, we assume that the Yavam cannot appoint a Shaliach. Neither the Yavam nor the Yavama can appoint a Shaliach. Why? So the Gemara says that Milsa de Leisa b'Shlichus Leisa b'Tanai. You can only appoint a Shliach on such an issue where you have the right to make a Tanai. But if you don't have the ability to make a Tanai, Milsa de Leisa b'Shlichus Leisa b'Tanai. If you can't appoint a Shliach, then you can't make a Tanai. You can't make a Tanai, you can't make a Shliach. Why they told me Zebezeh? Why is Shlichus and Tanai interconnected? So Tosis writes on that Gemara in Ksubis that it's not a Gzeres HaKosuv, it's rather a Svara. What's the Svara? If you're enough of a Bailim to make a Tanai, then you're enough of a Bailim to be Memana Shliach. The only one who has the ability to appoint a Shliach is the one who's the Bailim on this case. But let's say I decide I want to get married. And if I don't want to, you can't make me get married against my wishes. I'm married, I want to divorce my wife. So you can't force me to. So since I'm a Bailim to decide to get married or to get divorced, so therefore I'm also a Bailim to appoint a Shliach to be Mekadosh an Isha on my behalf, or to be Megarish the Isha for me. But let's say by Chalitza the Torah says a din. My brother died, my brother was married and he leaves an almana, he left no descendants. So the din requires that I should do Chalitza, otherwise the Yavam is not allowed to remarry. So what the performing of Chalitza is like, you're giving a get. No, giving a get is a maisa bailus. So when you give a get, you're a bailum, you have a right to be matal tanai. I say if it rains today, the get should be chal. If it doesn't rain, the get should not be chal. You have a right to make a tanai. You have a right to appoint a shliach, and the shliach acts on your behalf. And after he gives the get, so they relate back to me. But over here, by chalitza, the Gemara assumes that chalitza is not a koyach bailus that the brother has, a surviving brother, the yovam has to perform chalitza. Torah says, the halacha requires she should do chalitza. Once she does chalitza, then she's materially in asur hashuk. It's not with the power vested in him. He's not that he's the husband over here.
But he has a choice to do
yibum or chalitza. Okay, he has a choice to do yibum or chalitza. But when he does the chalitza, so the Gemara understands it. It's not like in a case where a couple is married and the husband gives a get, so he's the bailum to give the get to sever the relationship. Over here, he's not a bailum to sever the relationship by performing chalitza. Chalitza is a mitzvah. The Torah requires she's not allowed to remarry till she does that mitzvah. Once she did the mitzvah, so she was yotzei the mitzvah. She's memeila mutaris lehinasi lashuk. It's not that with the power vested in him as the he represents the husband. My brother died, then the ishus goes over to me. The Gemara has a lashon isha hikna lo min hashamayim. So it's considered as if I'm married to the woman. That's a zika. It's considered as if I'm partially married to the woman. So with the power of like a husband, a real husband has to give a get. There's no other way to do it. Over here by Yavama, if he'll give a get, it won't be helpful at all. The Yavama is only muteris, but it's not that the chalitza is like the thing that severs their connection. The chalitza is a mitzvah. Once you do the mitzvah, so the meida she's muteris, linasi lashuk. So that's what the Gemara says, milsa de leisa v'shlichas, leisa v'tanai. That the Yavam can either be matala tanai on the chalitza. You can't say the chalitza should only be matta Yavama lashuk if it rains today, or if she gives me $1,000, she doesn't give me the money, so she should not be mati divam lashuk. He has no right to make a tanani. He has no ability to make a shliach. He's not a bailam on it. That's what we assume. He's not a bailam on it.
According to that svara, how does it make sense for an issue to be mana shliach for
Kabbalah Saget? That's what Yerushalmi asks, exactly. Yerushalmi says the only person who has the ability to appoint a shliach is the shluchah shel bala mamon. The bala mamon has to appoint the shliach. Yerushalmi asks, how does a woman have the ability to be memana shliach lekabola saget? The get can be given bal kocha shel isha. True, there's an avera. It's not their acheretz. It's acherim der abin gershim. Maybe it's an avera der isha, whatever. It's indecent to give a get bal kocha. But the din is, if you give the get bal kocha, the get is chal. So how does the woman have the ability to appoint the shliach? See, that's what Yishalmi says, that's the one and only exception to the rule, that the Isha has the ability to appoint a Shaliyah. That's where Baruch Be'er discusses, it's based on Gzeres HaKosuv, Vishilach Vishilcha, Malam Shaisha Isha Shaliyah. So after you have the Pasuk, so where are you left? Do you say this is an exception to the rule? It's a different din, it's an exception to the rule. That they say no. Maybe what it means is that there are two kinds of Gittin. There's a get that can be given, Balkorcha Shaliyah, and then if there's another brand of a get that has to be given midas ha'isha. That's why she's able to appoint a shliach lekabalas haget, because whenever she's interested in appointing a shliach, and then we declare there's another route you can give a get midas ha'isha. Two different kinds of get. That's why Baruch Be'er wants to make a machlokes ha'rishonim. What's Yerushalmi says that this is the exception to the rule. What is the nature of the exception to the rule? But so this expression that the Muki Yosef quotes in Bava Metzia and Daf Yud and the Mishnah of Daf Yud, he quotes it from the Ran that a shliach always has to be shlucho shel bal hamamon. So whenever you have zochem liadam shaloi befanov, the Ran continues to explain this. Whenever you have zochem liadam shaloi befanov, I want to give a gift to someone who's not here. So I give the gift to someone who is here. He should be kinder on behalf of the other person. So these Rishonim are assuming that Tzchiyah is a form of Shlichus. Tzchiyah mitam Shlichus. That's a simple reading of that Gemara. And Ezel Neshach and Da'afai and Alfa Mebeis. The Gemara said that by a Nochri, since there's no Shlichus, who Adenami, there's no Tzchiyah. It sounds from the Gemara that Tzchiyah is a form of Shlichus. So if I want to give a gift to Pliny, who's not here, I give it to someone else who is here, that he should be Zecher for the other one. So the pshat is, I'm the Bala Mammon. I own the gifts. I'm appointing you as a shliach on behalf of the other. Normally, I can't appoint a shliach for someone else. But if it's a case of Zachan Adam Shlaifanov, it's in his best interest, and it's beneficial to him that he should receive this gift, $30,000 new brand new automobile. So then you say that the Bal HaMammon can appoint the shliach on behalf of the Mekabel HaMatana. Normally, you should say, when you have a mechmer and a lakeach, and they're negotiating about selling a home, buying a home. So the mechmer can appoint a shliach, he can appoint a lawyer as a shliach to sell on his behalf, to pressure the lakeach to pay as much as possible, and to pressure the best conditions that he can get out of the lakeach. And the lakeach has the right to appoint a shliach to represent him, and the two shliachim, the two lawyers, can negotiate with each other. Why? Because he's the bala mammon, he owns the house, and he owns the money. So each one is the bala mammon. So over here, if I want to give a gift, I'm the Bala Mammon. The Mekabel Matana can't appoint a shliach. He's not the Bala Mammon. He has nothing. When you're having a sale, so I'm selling my house, and you're buying, you're going to pay. So I'm the Bala Mammon on the house, and you're the Bala Mammon on the money that's going to be paid. So I can appoint a shliach, the Moichet can appoint a shliach, and the Lekeh can appoint a shliach. Each one has the ability to appoint a shliach. Each one is the Bala Mammon on his half of the deal. Here by Mekabel Matana, the Kabbal Matana can't appoint a shliach. He's nothing over here. He has no mammon at all. So the only one is the Bala Mammon is the Noisen HaMatana. So that's what the Ran says. That's fine. When I give you the Matana to be Zerach on behalf of the other person, and we're all Yisraelim, I'm Jewish, you're Jewish, and the third fellow, the Kabbal Matana, is Jewish. So I'm the Bala Mammon, I appoint you as a shliach. But what happens if I'm a Nochri? So he, the Mekabel Matana, can't appoint you as a shliach. He's Nishken Bala Mammon over here. He doesn't have anything here. Who's going to appoint as a shliach? The Noisan HaMatana is going to appoint as a shliach. So that's what Taisus says. There's no shlichus la'akum, so there's no schiyah la'akum. Not only there's no schiyah la'akum if the Mekabel Matana is going to be a nochri. No, that's no schiyah on behalf of an akum. Over here, there's no shlichus la'akum. The Bala Mammon has to, whenever you give a Matana, whenever I want to give a matana to someone who's not here, and I give it to you to be zecher for the third party, so I'm doing the minui hashlichus. The noisen hamatana is doing the minui hashlichus, because the shlucha is going to be shlucha shel bal hamamon. So since the noisen hamatana is a nochri, so that's what Taisa says. That's called ein schiyah la'akum, a chiddush. So that's what the Gemara raises a question in Bava Metzia. Gemara has a discussion over here, but the main discussion really is here. But Metzia daf Yud Amud Aleph. What's the din of Magbia Metzia la Chavero? Would you say Kana Chavero la Kana Chavero? The case that the Tosfos gave. The Nochri has a sack of money and he's mafkin the money. He puts it on the table. And then someone. So if I pick it up for myself, I'm a kind of dovim and a hefka. What if I'm a good Samaritan, I pick it up on behalf of someone else? Hamagbi metzia lachavero. So is it kana chavero or la kana chavero? So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, we pass kana chavero. So what's the issue? Why should there be an opinion that hamagbi metzia lachavero or la kana chavero? So that's what the Nesivis explains maybe the only time you apply Zachan Liyadim Shalai Bifanov is if there's a Bala Mammon who is appointing you as a Shliach. I own this sack of money and I give it to you that you should be Zecha this sack of money or the Chava, the Pashlema for the Erev Echatzeres. I give you the item, you should be Kaina for the other party. So I'm the Bala Mammon and Zechia Mitam Shlichus, you're a Shliach on behalf of the Mekava Matana. But who appointed you as a Shliach? So you were appointed as a shliach by the Bala Mammon. You have to have a Minah Shliach. So the Bala Mammon appoints you as a shliach. But this is only by Medvar Mamurim if the Mammon belongs to someone. So the Bala Mammon has a right to appoint him as a, to appoint the middle person as a shliach on behalf of the other one. But if it's a Dovish al Hefker, I pick up a Dovish al Hefker for the other party. So there is no Bala Mammon to speak of. The Mammon is Hefker, so there is no Bala Mammon to say that the Bala Mammon appointed him as a Shliach. So there's room to argue the point and say that Hamagdiya Mitziya Lachavero Loikana Chavero. Why does the Gemara call this a Teifis Labal Chayv? What does it got to do with Teifis Labal Chayv? Who's a Bal Chayv? Hamagdiya Mitziya Lachavero. Why do they compare it to Teifis Labal Chayv? The same story. What does it mean Teifis Labal Chayv? I owe money to five different people. And then people see that I'm drunk and I start to gamble away all the money. And by the end of the day, I'm not going to have any assets and all the Bali Chayvas are going to lose out the money. So someone feels bad. I'm a sugar. I'm wasting all of the money. Not that I'm getting Hanu out of it. I'm gambling away all the money. I'm giving away, burning everything. A crackpot. So someone comes and he picks up some of my property on behalf of his friend. His friend is one of the Bali Chayvis. He's Teifis Lebal Chayv. But I, the one who's wasting all the money, the Loive, who's burning all of my assets, I never authorized him. I never made him into a Shliach. Fine, Zechia Mitam Shlichas, he has the right to act on behalf of the Malve as a Shliach, but who appointed him as the Shliach? He needed Nina Shlichas. So we usually assume, no, Zachar Adam Shalai Bafanav, he becomes a Shaliach automatically. You don't need a Minoi. But this Taisus in Ezer Neshech says a Chiddush not so. It's not that he becomes a Shaliach automatically. The Bala Mammon has to appoint him as a Shaliach. But over here, the Bala Mammon is not appointed. There is a Bala Mammon. By the Dovish al Hefka, there is no Bala Mammon to speak of. So that's why the Gemara has a question, maybe Magdiyam Tzila Haver, Loikon Haver. Maybe you can't apply Zachon Liyadim Shalai Bifonov to be Kaina Dovish Al Hefka on behalf of someone else because he wasn't, the Zeuche wasn't appointed as a Shliach by the Bala Mammon. There is no Bala Mammon by Dovish Al Hefka. There is no Bala Mammon, so he wasn't appointed as a Shliach. So that's a Machlekes in the Gemara. So if you hold that the only time you can apply Zachon Liyadim Shalai Bifonov is if the Bala Mammon appoints him as a Shaliach, so let's say, and if you Magdiya Dovish al Hefka Lahaber, like Konachaber, we paskin Konachaber, we paskin that it is good. We paskin that it is good. So what does it mean? We paskin this whole suggestion is incorrect? Or maybe we say, no, if there is no Bala Mammon, then you don't have to be appointed as a Shliach Hayidei Bala Mammon. But whenever there is a Bala Mammon, maybe then you do have to be appointed by the Bala Mammon. That's the question. So the Gemara discusses together these two shaylas. Hatayfis lebal chayv. The loive is wasting all of his assets, and the friends of the malve realize that he's going to waste all the assets. There's going to be nothing left at the end of the day. He's shikir, and he's destroying all of his money, and he's wasting everything. So one fella knows, $100,000 to a friend of his. He's going to grab $100,000. So do you say Hatav Shabbal Chayv Kona? Do you say Zachan Adam Shalai Bifano? Or not? So that's the Shaila. He wasn't appointed. Here there is a Bala Mammon. The Bala Mammon is the Loive. The Bala Mammon didn't appoint him as the Shaliach. So that's why the Gemara puts these two Shailas together. Hamagdiya Mitziya Lachaver, whether Kona Chaver or Loikona Chaver, there in Bab Mitziya Daf Yud. So the Gemara calls it, the Gemara uses the term Atoifis Labal Chayv. Atoifis Labal Chayv is a good, why? Because they both share this in common, that in this case it's different from the normal case of Zachin. Normal case of Zachin is the Bala Mammon appoints the Zeuche as a shliach on behalf of the mekabel matana. But here in these two cases, whether he's zeichem and a hefker, or the someone is teifis lebal choy, the balamomen did not appoint as a shliach. In the case of hefker, there is no balamomen to speak of at all. And in the case of the teifis lebal choy, there is a balamomen. The leiba owns all the money now. It's b'chusu gavayna. The mala didn't collect the money yet. The leiva owns all of the assets now, but he did not appoint anybody as a shliach. He wants to waste all of his money today. So that's why the Gemara has the shaila together. Yeah, there's room to distinguish. There's room to distinguish and to say that what? That by zechem and ahefker hamagdeim etziyah lachavero, there's room to say, kona chavero, the only time you need to be appointed, the only time Tosfos and Ran say, you have to be appointed a shluch shel balamamin is if there is a balamam. If there's no balamamin, Tosfos said, if the nachri would be mafke, the sack of money, and the Jew would pick it up to be kind of for a friend of his, that's my big tzila chaver kana chaver, that would be good. But if the nachri is not mafke, the sack of money, that's the Tosfos on Ayin Aleph on the base, and Ezel Neshach. The nachri gives a sack of money to a Jew to be kind of for the other Jew, so then Tosfos said, that's no good, because since the nachri is the balamamin, he has to appoint the shliach, a shlucha shel balamamin, and ein shlichas lakum. So that's a violation. Ein shchir lakum, ein shlichas lakum, ein shchir lakum. So there's room to distinguish between the cases. If you do distinguish, so it should come out, atoifis labal choiv loy kono, not only if there are several malvim. There are two different cases. One case is, the loiva is drunk one day and he's wasting all of his assets. He's gambling away all of his money and he's wasting all of his assets. And a good friend of the malva realizes that at the end of the day there's not going to be any money left. So he grabs $50,000 for his good friend. So somehow the Gemara assumes that that's not so bad. The Gemara only discusses what's the din atovis l'bal chav b'makom shachav l'acherim. There are several malvim. And they're all going to lose money. So by my acting as a good Samaritan on behalf of Reuven, I'm not worried that I'm opposite the loiva. The loiva is just drunk today. He's wild. He's wasting all of his assets. But by my being zeicher his assets for Reuven, I'm taking away from Shimon. Neither Reuven nor Shimon, no lady, no Yehuda. All four of the Malvim are not. No one's here. None of the Malvim are here. When the loiva is in Atlantic City and gambling away all of his money, and wasting all of his assets, there's a different person there. So that person, does he have a right to be zeicher? There is a balamamin. The loiva is the balamamin. Whenever there is a balamamin, we should really insist, according to the Tosfos in Iran, we should really insist that the shliach, the zeicher, has to be appointed by the balamamin, which he was not appointed. So we would pass on la'alocha, tevis b'chol makom shachav lahem l'acherim loikona. So it should really come out, not only chav l'acherim, not only if there's more than one malva, even if there's only one malva. There's only one malva, not chav lacherim. It's not called chav lacherim that the loiva can't waste away all of his money. That's not called a hefsid to the loiva. That doesn't count. So we should really say that atoifis lebal chayiv loikona, period. Not only mokum shechav lacherim. So that's what the Rishonim quote from the Tshuvas Arif, that's a takonim. There's room to say, whenever it's not chav lachem, that's a takonim of the Rabban. Shema Shavas Aveda made a takon, even though it's in violation of all the rules and regulations of Zechiah, because really there is a balamamin, the loiva owns the assets, and no one has a right to act to do zoch liadam shalai b'fana for a malva to be teifes, unless he's appointed a shliach by the balamamin. So here the loiva is not appointing him as a shliach. So really we should say, atavis l'machav shouldn't be good even loichav l'achayrim. He shouldn't have the right to grab anybody. So the loshen of the Tshuvas Arif, the Magen Mishnah quotes it, and Shulchan Aruch they quoted. The loshen of the Tshuvas Arif is that that's a takana de Rabban Taka, breaks all the rules and regulations. Mitzadik Radin really shouldn't work.
But he himself could be taifis. So he has to have kayak. Why can't he give that kayak out to Shliach?
If the Baal Chayv would be here, if the Baal Chayv would be here, then he can make a piron. He can be teifes from the loiva. Yeah, he can be teifes from the loiva.
So why can't he appoint a shliach to have that job?
So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. Diva Masla teifes leBaal Chayv. So Tosfos quotes Rashi. The Loka Pirush Rashi. The Pirish Parakamad Bamatsiya Daf Yud, the Basoy Shlech Lukul Yamakona. Taisus quotes Rashi in Bamatsiya that whenever the Balchoy, whenever the Malveh appointed someone as a Shlech to grab on his behalf, so then the fellow certainly has the right to grab. The only time it's a discussion in the Gemara is when the Malveh did not appoint him as a Shlech. So Taisus is Masik on Rashi for the Gemara in Ksubis. What does it say in Ksubis? So Taisus, it's a question of how you read that line in the Gemara. Yema Bachosha is a man's name. Omalei Lushluchei. So Taisus reads the Gemara. Yema Bachosha was a Malveh who had lent money to the Loiveh. He sent a Shaliach to grab. He's afraid the Loiveh is going to squander away all of his assets. Won't be any money to collect. So Yema Bachosha, Omalei Lushluchei, he sent a Shaliach to be Taifas on his behalf. And the Gemara says that it doesn't help. Taifas Machav Mokshin Shachav Lachem is like on it. Taisus says he has no ability to be Mimana Shaliach. Has no ability to be manashlich. If he's here in person, he can grab. He can grab. He can grab from the. He can be toifes. He can be toifes from the loiva. But if the malva is not here in person, so Tov says he has no right to appoint a shlich. That's like he's not shluchos shel balamamon. He has no right to appoint a shlich. Rashi disagrees with Tosis. Rashi says no. Since there's a sheep in the chasim, he owes me money. So I am considered balamam, and I can appoint a shlich. I think Gemara says beferish, yema bachoshu amalei l'shluchei, and the Gemara says it doesn't help. So the Shita Mekubetz says there in Ksubis touches up Pirish Rashi. So the Shita Mekubetz says amalei l'shluchei means like this: yema bachoshu had a lawyer. He always used to appoint him as a shlich whenever he was buying real estate, selling real estate, making investments, whatever. That was his shliach all the time. So punk this time, he says, ooh. This guy's going out of business and he owes me a fortune of money. I better do something about it. So not that Yema Bachosha appointed him as a shliach today. He told this lawyer of his, who always was appointed as a shliach on all other occasions, he mentioned to him the issue, and then the lawyer went on his own and he grabbed. That's how the Shita Mekubetz is Miyashev Rashi. So the Gemara in Ksubis doesn't contradict Rashi. So this Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos also revolves about this assumption. Tosis assumes that the Malveh can never appoint a shliach to be toifes to nichsei haloive, because he's not considered balamomen over here. You can only appoint a shliach if you're the balamomen. But the ghetto isha, that's the Rishalmi said, that's the one exception to the rule. But that the Malveh should have the ability to appoint a shliach, that not. And Rashi holds yes. Rashi holds that he is called the balamomen, since the loive owes the money, and there's a sheba nechasim alola nichsei haloive. So he is considered the balamam. He has a right to appoint a shliach. The Gemara in Ksubis doesn't contradict Rashi. It doesn't mean that he appointed him as a shliach this time. Amalei, he discussed with the one who normally functioned as his shliach, his regular lawyer. He discussed what to do today. Then he never appointed him as a shliach. Then the lawyer went and he grabbed on his own. But they both seem to assume this premise. That you need shluchos shel balamam. The question is, how does this fit in our Gemara? We understand this discussion in Bava Metzia.
But the shaila is just who is the Baal Mamon to be Mamana Shliach?
The rule they both subscribe to, Rashi and Taisus.
Really,
the shaila is whether the Malveh can be considered the Baal Mamon vis-a-vis appointing a Shliach to be Taifes from the Nichse Haloiva. Nichse Haloiva belongs to the Loiva. It's Muchusu Gevaina. It doesn't yet belong to the Malveh, but the Malveh has Shiba Nechosim, has Shiba Naguf on the Loiva, and has Shiba Nechosim on the nechassim of the Malveh. So that's a shada. Does he have shibin nechassim? He's grabbing metaltalim and not grabbing karka. So is there shibin nechassim on metaltalim? Well, he said there's no shibin nechassim on metaltalim. So there Rambam writes, there's no shibin nechassim on metaltalim at all. And Tosfos and Bava Metzia in the beginning, around Daf Hei or so, Tosfos writes, not true. There is shibin nechassim on metaltalim. The only thing is, if and when the loiva sells the metaltalim, then the sale, the mecher, is mafkiya midei shibud. But calls man that the loive has the metaltalim, so there is shibud nechasim on the metaltalim. So that's probably what Rashi holds. Rashi holds that he is called shluchos shel balamamon. The malveh has the ability to appoint a shliach to be teifes the metaltalim. He's not grabbing karka here, he's grabbing metaltalim from the loive. That is called shluchos shel balamamon. And Tosfos holds that that's not enough to be considered. Either Tosfos holds that there's no shibud nechasim on metaltalim, or Shiv Nechosim is not sufficient to be considered the Balamam, because the real Balamam is really the Loiva, because it's Mechusa Gevayna. Shiv Nechosim is a Kinyan Lachatzayin, is a Kinyan Mimikzas, but Tosfos holds that it's not enough. If Tosfos agrees with Rashi's premise that there is Shimon Chosim HaMetalfalim, like Tosis writes in Bab Metzia in the beginning. The only thing is that the Mechra is Mafkim Edei Shibud. So then the Shita is, this is what they always write all over. Then the Shita is that that's not enough to be considered Bala Momen. Yeah, so the question, this is an interpretation, and that phrase, why the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Yud discusses Hamakbiya Metzia LaHaver, whether Kana Haver or not. If there's a sack of gold, a sack of cash, and I pick it up, so I pick it up to be kind of for myself, so I'm Zechem and I have, I pick it up to be Zechem for someone else, so the Gemara said, that's a Machlaikis. What's a Machlaikis? What you can say, Zach Dam Shlai Befan of Anat. So the Gemara says, oh, it's the Shaila of Tevis LaBachayv. What are the words, Tevis LaBachayv? Who's the Bachayv? There is no Bachayv. So that's what the Nesiva says. It's not Tevis LaBachayv. It's the same issue involved in Tevis LaBachayv. Namely, since Tesis and Iran said that whenever you do an act of Zach Dam Shlai Befan of, the Shia is Mitam Shlichus. So the fellow who's zeich on behalf of the other, the mekabel matana is considered as if he's a shliach on his behalf. Yeah, but normally shlichus needs a mina shlichus. He never appointed him. So we usually assume, well, that's the din of zalchadam shlai b'fanav. If he comes a shliach, automatically the Torah makes him a shliach. There's no need for mina shlichus. So that's what Tosis and Iran say not so. There is a need for mina shlichus. The bala momen appoints him as a shliach. So that's the shaila. Do you insist you always need a mina shlichus and the bala momen has to appoint him as a shliach? So if it's a dovish al hefka that he's picking up, there is no bala momen to speak of. So he can't serve as a shliach. Maybe I should say no. The only time you need that he should be shluchus al bala momen is if there is a bala momen. If it's a dovish al hefka, you don't need a bala momen to appoint him as a shliach. Then you say he becomes a shliach automatically. Nobody has to appoint him as a shliach. That's a shadow, let's say. Let's say the Gemara says a ger katan madbila mosam al das bezin. If you want to be megayir a little baby, so it's based on the Gemara says it's based on zochel liyadim shlo b'fanav. So what are you going to say? Schiya mitam shlichus. So who appointed whom as a shliach for what? What do you mean schiya mitam shlichus? Someone appointed the bezin as a shliach. What's a bala momen? When bala momen? So the Pashto says, you say, whenever there's no Bala Momen to speak of, so then it becomes a Shliach without the Bala Momen. See, Tosis is so convinced of their Shita, that Shchia Mitam Shlichas, a lot of Rishonim disagree with the whole thing. They say, Shchia is not Mitam Shlichas. How they read the Gemara in Bava Metzia is problematic. The simple reading of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, the Gemara said, there's no Shchia La'akum on behalf of an Akum, because there's no Shlichas La'akum. And the missing line is obvious that Tzchiyah is a form of Shlichas. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. How come there's Tzchiyah for a Katan? There's no Shlichas for a Katan. So one Girsa has it, and Achanami, it's only Tzchiyah Medir Rabbanon. The other Girsa says, no, Osi L'chalal Shlichas. So it works Menat Torah. But the whole 20 lines in the Gemara seems to be assuming that Tzchiyah is a form of Shlichas. So Tosfos assumes that Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichas even applies. The Ger Kot Mat Bilam Osu Al Daz Bezin. Maybe there's no shlichus la'akum because it's also to take matanis for na'akum. So maybe that's part of the equation, part of the problem. Usually we say the reverse. There's no shchiyah la'akum. Is the reverse no shchiyah on behalf of an akum?
Yeah, but shlichus is also. Because he's taking
him a
matanis,
he's
wanting.
Yeah. There's no shlichus lachman. Let's say Anochi wants to sell his house, and he'll send a shliach to sell the house on his behalf. So we'll say that the shlichus is not valid. Ain't shlichus lachman. Even though no one's giving any matanis, everyone's paying money over here. Yeah, it's a pasuk. Atem gam atem ata b'nei bris, av shlichacha b'nei bris. That the din of shlichas only works by Yisraelim. The Magen Avraham quotes a Masas Binyamin, the Tshuva Sefer for the Masas Binyamin. He has a shliach. And shlichas akum only means a Jew can't serve as a shliach for an akum, or an akum cannot serve as a shliach for a Jew. But if the shliach is a nachri and he's functioning on behalf of a nachri, so it's matem einem b'nei bris, shlichachem einem b'nei bris. That Rabbi Yosef Engel wants to explain this. So all the Achranim say it doesn't make any sense. Rabbi Yosef Engel says not so bad. He understands what it means. The shluchus shel adam has to be kemoso. So the shliach can only be kemoso if they belong to the same group. See, if the shliach and the mishalech are both Jewish, it's kemosam. If the shliach and the mishalech are both nachrim, it's kemosam. But if one is Jewish, one is not Jewish, then the Masis Binyamin claims that's the din, that there's no shlichas la'akum. If one is a Yisrael, one is an Akum, then they're not kemoso, so it can't be shlosh kemoso. That's a question, whether the Masis Binyamin is right or not. That's a shaila by the what does it mean, ain't shlichas la'akum?
Didn't Rabbi Yehuda say that even according to Lamas Kei Lamitam shlichas, they would still hold that if you represent the Rambam, that if you say Zechei beget Zeh, then it works because they're the shlichas of Alam Mamon?
The Rambam holds like the Rif on this Mishnah, like the original version of Rashi, that even though he passed like the Chachamim of the Ramed, that's Chusa Levit, Shiatz Mitachas Rabba Lecheres, but the Eved is only Mishtachrer once the Get Shichur reaches his hand. But if the Odon dies before the Zoicha gives the Eved, the Shtar Shichru, so then the Rambam quotes from the Rif, Aloha Maisa, that the Shtar Shichru is not Chal. But the Rambam himself, but the Ran quoted there, Gemara is beferish against that. That's what Tosis was also masig against the Rashi. Tosis showed beferish in the Gemara that it's not correct. So that's what the Rambam, in order to save this Shita, in order to salvage this Shita, so the Rambam distinguished between Zechei and Tein. That if he says outright Zechei, then everyone agrees that they get Shichur is Chal immediately. So what's the biur? What does the Rambam hold that if he says Tain is not so? So then it's just said some kind of a psychological lumden that he just doesn't want the Yevakalani to be Yotze Lecheris right now. If he didn't say Zechei, he said Tain, so we assume an umden that he doesn't want it to be Chal now. But Alpi Aloche, it really should be the same. Chay and Tain should really be the same. The whole difference can only be in psychology. In Umdina Das Bnei Adam. So getting back again, the Gemara in Bava Mitzia and Daf Yud, where the Gemara talks about Magdiya Mitzia LaChaveira, we understand a little bit why the Gemara uses the expression Teufis LaBal Chayiv. Because they both have one thing in common. They're not exactly the same. Both have one thing in common. In both cases, by the fellow who Zeicha the Dovid Hohepka Bat Chaveira, and Hatayfis Labal Chayiv, they both have one thing in common, that the Baal HaMoman didn't appoint the Zeicha as a Shliach. By the case of Zeicha Men HaHefka, there is no Baal HaMoman to speak of. And by the Malva V'Loiv, Hatayfis Labal Chayiv, the Loiv wants to waste away all the money. So he doesn't authorize this Good Samaritan to be Tayfis on behalf of this Malva. So that's what they have in common. There's not 100% equal, there's room to distinguish. You can say that by the Zecha Mer HaHefka there is no Baal HaMoman, so this is not needed. Shlucha Shel Baal HaMoman is not needed. That's why we pass Kan Hambang, Bia Mitzil HaChavera is Kan HaChavera. Hashena came by Zecha HaToifes to Baal Chayiv. You can say that it doesn't work. There is a Baal HaMoman and the Baal HaMoman didn't appoint him as a Shliach. So there's room to distinguish. If you say like that, the wife Toifes to Baal Chayiv V'loi Chav Lachem, if there's only one Malveh, they're not more than one Malveh, there's only one Malveh, then the assumption in the Gemara is that it is good, but it should be the exact same problem. There is a Baal HaMoman, namely the Loive. The Loive didn't appoint him as the Shluchu Shel Baal HaMoman. So the answer is, the Rib said that's a Takana Derabban. Vikren Din Taka, it really shouldn't work. So those two cases, at least, we understand. But we don't really understand, that's what Tosis is raised over here. What's going on over here? Machlek Zamein Rabbanon. Whether the Zuchus element of Shichur HaDekanayini, that is going to be a freedom. He's going to have freedom. He's going to have a normal marriage with a regular girl. He's going to be chayvin all the mitzvahs. All the mitzvahs as the shazmagam. An additional 10 mitzvahs he's going to have. So whether this outweighs the chayva or not. So the chachamim say the schus outweighs the chayva and you apply zochin. So and Ramei holds not so. We're not so convinced that the schus outweighs the chayva. So the Gemara raises a question according to the chachamim, shouldn't this be a problem of toifis lebal chayva? What does that have to do with Teifis L'Bal Chayiv? How do you explain the issue of Teifis L'Bal Chayiv over here? You can't be Meshachrer. Teifis is, if the Eved would be here, he can't grab a Shtar Shichur. Let's say the Odin wrote a Shtar Shichur, he's going to think about it, whether he's going to free the Eved or not. So the Eved can't come and grab it. If I owe money to people, and they come, they can grab the money to be goyva. They can make a piron, bal korcha shel ha'ashel. If it's yigiyah zman ha'piron, if it's time that I'm supposed to pay and I don't pay, So they can grab the money, and that's called the piron. Piron bal korcha of the leiva is also a good piron. But let's say Ben Haschinach discusses this. There's a pasuk that says in Parshas Mishpatim, "V'nimka bignei vasai." If a ganav stole $100,000 from someone else and he doesn't have, and he gambled it all away, doesn't have any money to pay, so you sell him as an eved ivri for nimka l'sheish. You sell him. V'nimka bignei vasai. So the din is v'nimka bignei vasai v'loy bikfelo. Let's say the ganav paid the keren, but he didn't pay the kefal. So you have no right to sell a ganav in order to collect the kefal. You only have a right to sell a ganav if he didn't pay the keren. So let's say the ganav stole $100,000, and the keren is $100,000, and the kefal is $100,000. So the ganav wants to pay the keren to the nignav. He has $100,000, and he wants to pay the keren. And then he's about to give the money to the nignav, so the nignav says, "I grab it for the kefal. And therefore you still owe me the keren. And you don't have any keren, so they're going to sell you as an eved. So the Minhas Chinuch raises a suffix. Normally the din is, when I owe you money, and let's say I'm about to give you, I owe you $100,000. I want to give you a pikodin, that you should hold the pikodin for me. I give you cash, $100,000. So there's a Gemara in Ksubis. So you say you're grabbing it, you're taking this pikodin that I'm giving you, you're taking it b'teres piron achayv. So the Gemara says you can say you're grabbing it for piron achayv that I owe you. But the Shaila over here, the Minhas Chinuch is nesupik, is a shaykh to collect kefal before you collect keren. That's what he's misupik.
Well, maybe he's not a baal under knas. Maybe
he's
not a baal
under knas. Maybe a baal under keren. Let's say they made a hamad bedin. Before gemar din, you can't be tough. Let's say they made a hamad bedin. Bez made a gemar din. So the Minchas Chinuch is just misupik, is there a chaloshem tashlum and of kefal before you collect the keren. There's a Mishnah in Bava Kama and Daf Kuf Gimel or so, that it is shaykh to pay chomish before you pay keren. Okay, so that's a Mishnah. You can pay chomish before you pay keren. But is it shaykh to pay kefil? Kefil means the second payment. Shaykh to pay kefil before you pay the keren or not. But if not for that issue of paying kefil after the keren, Minhas Chinuch quotes there are gemaras like that in Ksubis. That when I want to give you a pikudna of $100,000 and I owe you $100,000, so you have a right to say you're taking it the shame piron achayv, even though I didn't give it the shame piron achayv. You can make a piron bal korchay. So again, so if the malve is here and the malve takes the money from the loive because he sees the loive is about to waste all the money, so that we know the malve can grip. So if a good Samaritan wants to do it on behalf of the malve, you discuss the topic of Zachon Liyad Mishlei B'fanav. But the issue involved is, he's not Shluchah Shal Balamam, because the Balamam is the loive, and the loive didn't appoint him as a shliach. Okay, so we understand what the topic is that we're discussing. But by Sheikh Rebbe Kanayini, let's say the Yodin wrote a Shtah Sheikh, and he's going to think about it, whether he wants to be Mishach of the Yevin or not. So what are you going to say? One fine day, the Eved is going to come, he's cleaning up the house, and he finds a Shtah Shichur. He's going to say, grab it, and say, I grab it to be Yotze L'Cheres. You can't grab it to be Yotze L'Cheres. You have to have Das Ha'odain B'Shah Shichur Abiknaini. So what is the Gemara talking about? Zochen L'Yodam Shalai B'Fonam is the Chatela. What is the Gemara talking about? Zochen L'Yodam Shalai B'Fonam Machlaikas Ramei Anachachamim. Did the Odon express Das Shichur? So it's not Zochen L'Yodam Shalai B'Fonav. He wants to be Meshachar him. So what is the Gemara compared to Teifis L'Bal Chayv? Why is it to be compared to Teifis L'Bal Chayv? Is a problem that there's no Shluchu Shal Bala Mamet. But over here there is Shluchu Shal Bala Mamet. The Odon wants to be Meshachar. The Odon owns the Aviknani. He wants to be Meshachar the Aviknani. So he's the Bala Mamet. He is appointing this person as the Shliach. Shluchu Shal Bala Mamet. I'm appointing him as a Shliach to be Zochen Shtar Shichur on behalf of the Abaknaini. So what is the Gemara mixing over here? That's what Taisa says. What is the Gemara talking about? Taifis Labacha. If Taima Leri, that's the Taisa Shmamina. Taima Leri, by the case of Taifis Labacha, if the Bacha is here, he can be Taifis in person. He's not here. So you're talking about someone else being Taifis on his behalf. So the problem is, it's not Shulchan Shul Balamah. But if the Eved is here, even if the Eved is here in person, he can't grab the Shtah Shichur. The other Rodesh Tashichur, he'll think about it, whether he wants to free the Eved. So even if the Eved is here in person, he can't grab the Tashichur. So what's the whole discussion of applying Zach Le'adam Shlebefanam? So you have to say that the Yadon expresses his wish to free the Eved Knani. So if he wants to free the Eved Knani, say, here Shlucha Shel Bala Mamon. So what's the problem? So why do they more consider this a problem? So Tosis raises the question. They don't really give a satisfactory answer. It's very unclear what Tosis says. What has it got to do with the general, with that topic of Tavis L'Bachayiv, the Mokum Shachav L'Achim? It's very unclear. So you have to give some kind of a pshat over here. The Gemara thought that when the Odon tells the third, he appoints a shlich l'hilocha shtashichra, and he says, Tein get zeli avdi. Tein shtashichra zeli avdi. So at the time that he's making the minu shlich l'hilocha, he's expressing adas shichra. Is that so? We usually assume that it's not so. We usually assume he's appointing a shlich l'hilocha shtashichra. And then shlucha shalom kemoisah, so when the shlich gives the shtashichra to the Eved, then the shliach is acting shlucha shalom kemoisai. At the time of giving over the shtashichra, the shliach will be expressing das cheres. So somehow the Gemara assumes over here that the Odin is expressing das shichra at the time that he points the shliach lohilochas hashtar shichra to the Eved.
Once he points it, could the Odin be
that's the machlekes Rameh and Chachamim. Can the Odin have charata? So Rameh says, I'm not so convinced that it's a schus of lev that she hates mitachas hadrab al chayrus, because you have on both sides of the scale, you have schuyas and you have chaybas. So Rameh, whenever it's not so clear, whenever it's not so obvious, by every matana you have a schus and a chayba. It's 99% schus and 1% chayba, because sayni matana is yichya. So we say the schus outweighs the chayva, so we can apply zochin. But because there is a mikzas chayva, so it's up to the mekabel matana to determine later on whether he wants the schus or he doesn't want the schus. Here, Rameh says it's not 99% to 1%. It's not so clear. So Rameh says you have no right to say zochin, and the rabbanon say no. This is also 99%, even 98% to 2%. That's the machlek zameh and the rabbanon. I feel naniach like the Rabbanon that it's Zochin. So the Gemara says we assume that Odin is now expressing Das Cheirus, Das Shichra. So if the Eved would be here, the Eved would grab it would be good. The Eved would be here. Let's say the husband says, I wrote a get and I'm going to divorce my wife. And then I want to divorce my wife. I'm looking for a shlich la'ilocha to give the get to my wife. Then the wife walks in, and she picks up the get. So that's no good, because kli gitach magabi karka is no good. You need a nesina. Do you need a nesina by an eved knaini? By shtashich rabbi knaini. So the pashtus over here sounds like you don't need a nesina. How then can you read the Gemara? Sounds like you don't need a nesina. The Odon expressed when he says ten shtashich rezeli avdi, he wants to appoint this shaliach as a shlich la'ilocha. So we're discussing let the shliach grab the shtashichur b'tara zochin. What do you mean grab it? Can the Eved grab it? So it sounds like the Eved can grab it. The premise is that if the Eved would be here, he could grab it. That's what it sounds like. The Odin expressed the das shichur when he says, I want you to be the shliach la'ilochas hashtashichur. So he's expressing the das shichur. So if the Eved would walk in, he would grab the shtashichur, he would be yotzei l'cheres. So you see that there's no problem of teligitach magabi karka. That's what the Torah's Gittin says. Upsan this daf. The whole premise of this Gemara is that there's no din of nesina. You learn lo la meisha that you need that there's such a thing shtichra de ishtar, that you need lishma, that mechuber is no good. All the dinim. But it seems from the Gemara that you don't learn out that you need nesina. The nesina is not needed by a tligidach magabi karka would be good. So if the Eved would be here, he would grab it would be good. The only shaila is whether you have the right to say zochin. Why? Because in every case of zochin, if there is a balamamen, you need that it should be shlucho shel balamamen. So here, either is a Bala Mamin, namely the Odon is the Bala Mamin, and he didn't appoint him as a Shliach. He appointed him as a Shliach Lailacha. He didn't appoint him as a Shliach LeKabbalah, that he should be Zeich on behalf of the Yavid. He said, Ten gets it, Ten Shtashich Vizel Yavid. So that's what the Gemara considers this a problem of Taifis Lebal Chayv, that since there's a lack of Shlucha Shal Bala Mamin, it should pose a problem. So the Gemara says, no, Tank is, he did appoint him, he is the Shlucha Shal Bala Mamin. When he says Tain, that's what he meant. The Rambam made a compromise, not 100% the same as Zechei. So the Netziv explained that's a psychological difference. But Mikir Adin, it's the same as Zechei. So he was appointed a Shlucha Shal Bala Mamin. But the Gemara thought originally, he's not the Shlucha Shal Bala Mamin. What was the original Havamin? He's not the, he didn't appoint him, he didn't say Zechei. If he would have said Zechei, that's a regular case, that's Shlucha Shal Bala Mamin. Like if I give a gift to you, you should be kind on behalf of the other person. I appoint you as a Shliach on behalf of the Mekabla Matana. That would be Shlucha Shal Bala Mamin. Here he only said, Ten gets a Ten Shtashich Rezeli Yavdi. So I expressed, it's very strange Havamin. I expressed Das Shichrur, and if the Eved would be here, he could grab the get Shichrur. There's no problem of Kligitach Magavi Karka. But the Yonshal is, can someone else grab it on his behalf? Why? Because someone else acting on his behalf is based on Zochin, and Zochin has to be Midin Shlichas, and Shluch has to be Shluchas Shal Bala Mamin, and the Bala Mamin didn't appoint him. The Odon is the Bala Mamin, he didn't appoint the Zeuche as a Shliach on behalf of the Eved. He appointed the Zeuche as a Shliach Lahailocha. The Gemara thought, Nahavmin, he never appointed him as a Shliach LaKabbalah. That's what the answer was. No, Ten is Gizchi. He appointed him as a Shliach. He did appoint him a Shluch of Shal Bala Mamin. So it's a little, this is the sticky point in this Gemara.
The get has to come from the Baal to the Yishuv.
Yeah.
From the Eved, even if we hold, he gave the shliach the get, so the get came to a shliach lahilacha.
Yeah.
And if zachar l'adam shalai v'funa, I feel the machmir shakar l'acher, he gets transformed into a shliach l'kabbalah.
Mean if
he's never a chesaron of kligita. That's the whole halacha of zachar l'adam shalai v'funa. But he became that. He became like the Yishuv, he became like the Eved, that's what it means.
I mean, you're assuming that when I said Ten Gezer Liish, Ken Shtashich Rezer Le'Avdi, I did a Nesina to him. What do you need a Nesina though? Usually when you appoint, when the Baal appoints a Shlech La'Elocha Zaget, or an Odin appoints a Shlech La'Elocha Shtar Shichur, he doesn't do a Nesina. He says, here's the Shtashich on the table. When the Baal, when the Odin gives it to the Eved directly, when the Baal gives the get to the Isha, so the Rabbanim are watching this, they do a Nesina.
Or since he is a Shlech La'Elocha of the Baal, and he becomes a Shlech La'Kabbalah for the Eved of the Isha, from the right hand to the left hand, that's giving an Isha from Yad L'Yad.
Yeah, the Gemara says later that doesn't work. The Gemara says that's a problem of L'Chozo Shlichas Eitzel Abbaal. It's on Chav Dalet and Aleph, and it's later in the Masechta when the Baal appoints a Shliach La'Hilochas Haget, and then the Isha tells the Shliach, okay, now I appoint you as a Shliach La'Kabbalah Haget. So when he gives it to himself, the Shliach La'Hilochas gives it to the Shliach to himself, he's also the Shliach La'Kabbalah. So the Gemara says that that's a lack of Lochaz V'Shlichas Eitzel Abbaal. Some Rishonim say the Ritva quotes Rabbeinu Pinchas Alevi, the brother of Rabbaran Alevi. Achi Rabbeinu. The Ritva usually quotes Rabbaran Alevi as Rabbeinu. He was mainly a Talmud. Ritva was mainly a Talmud of the Ra'ot, not of the Rashbo. So he often will quote Rabbeinu Pinchas Achi Rabbeinu. So he says that psul of Lochazo Shlichas Eitzel Abbaal is only a psul by Get Isha because it means that it's a lack of Nesina, it's a lack of Tligidich Magavi Kakwain. The same person serves as a Shlich La'Elocha, then he turns around to serve as a Shlich La'Kabbalah. So where's the Nesina? There is no Nesina. So that's the problem over here. The Baal says, Tein Shtashich Rezeli Avdi, I want you to be a Shlich La'Elocha. He doesn't appoint him as a Shlich La'Kabbalah. He appoints him as a Shlich, that's the Gemara's answer. Tein is Kischi. The Baal appointed him as a Shlich La'Kabbalah. So he is Shlucho Shel Bala Mamin. The Gemara thought, Nahavamin, he's not Shlucho Shel Bala Mamin. When the Odon says, Tein Shtashich Rezeli Avdi, he's only appointing Mr. Shliach La'Hilochas. How does he So how does he hold the...
Maybe according to the Hakimina, it could be a das shifu on contingency. As long as there was no zechiyah.
That what?
As long as there was no regrets expressed. It could be a das shifu, even with no regrets. That's why the Ebi could be tofet.
That's what it sounds like. Exactly. So it sounds from the Gemara as if you don't need nisina by ishtashikha. That legit that ma'agabikak. Sounds that it's good. So here, the one who the Adam thought is going to serve as a shlech la'ilacha, based on the principle of zachal and shlech b'fano, like the chacham and rameh, he turns around and he serves not as a shlech la'ilacha, but rather as a shlech la'kabbalah. So there never was a nisina. There was a das shikhr. That's what Taisa says. Where? What's going on here? There was a das shikhr. When you appoint a shlech la'ilacha, shta shikhr, implicit in the mina shlicha says that there's a das shikhr. Why? Say, I appointed a shlich. When the shlich will give the shtar shikha to the Eved, he will be expressing at that time, my das shikha, I didn't express now. Why should you say, when the Adon appoints a shlich lohailocha shtar shikha to the Eved, that then included in that minui shlichas lohailocha is a das shikha? I didn't do it yet. But that's what it seems from the Gemara, that there is a das shikha, except that there was no when asan biyada yet. So if you hold like the chacham and derameh that it's a schusul la'eved, so we say that he's toifesit on behalf of the eved. You assume that you don't need nesina. He's toifesit on behalf of the eved.
Doesn't the schusul saying hazori say that it's not, there's no concern of the gifet as long as it goes from the rishus of the baal to the rishus of the gisha?
Tosis says that, but it has to be modified a little bit. Let's say the husband wrote a get, then he leaves it in the drawer. And then he tells the wife, I've been thinking for the longest time, I don't know if this marriage is working out, I want to divorce you. Then he says, and she says, okay. She says the marriage is no good, she also agrees. So he says, go pick up the get. So she goes, picks it up. That's exactly the chesaron for get of Magavikak. But it goes directly from the Rishus HaBala into the Rishus HaIsha, so what's wrong? He didn't do a nesina over there. She does the whole nesina. The Tosfos is talking about a case that he's makna the chotzer to the isha. The husband put the get in his drawer, then he's makna the whole apartment to his wife. So it's considered now v'nasim biyada eli aliyada chatzer menantan v'nasim v'nasim mikomakom. If he would put the get into the chotzer to isha, that would have been called the nesina biyada. Because chotzer mitam yoda is rabbi by get. Chotzer is a branch of yoda. It's called benasam biyoda. So here, when the Baal was makne the chotzer to the isha, he caused that it went. He was the one who caused that it went directly from his rishus to her rishus. But if he doesn't cause, he says, "What do you say? I want to divorce you." She says, "Maskin." So he says, "Okay, the get is in the drawer." She goes, picks it up. So the get went directly from his rishus to rishus, but she is the one who did the ma'isa of the nesina. He didn't do the ma'isa. You have to have the Baal should be the makne. Has to be makne. Over here, the Baal gave it to the shliach, the Torah so shliach lohailocha, the habamina was, it's not tenkeschi. The maskana was, no, that he is shlucho shel balamam. But the habamina was that it's a problem, it's a lack of shlucho shel balamam, because when he said tain, he didn't ask him to serve as a shliach lekabbalah. He only told him to serve as a shliach lahailocha. So that includes implicitly, chidush, that includes implicitly das shichrur. And if the eved would grab it on his own, he would be yotze lecheres, because there's no requirement for menasam biyoda. You don't need nesina. So now that someone else grabs it on behalf of the eved, you say zochen liyodam shaloi b'fonov. The only problem is that here there is a balamamin who didn't appoint him. So that's what the Gemara said, that's a chidush. That you can permit zochen liyodam shaloi b'fonov without being appointed. The zocher was never appointed as a shliach. There is a balamamin, namely the Adon, and the balamamin didn't appoint the zocher as the shliach. And you see that it's good. Ikar adin, it's good. So the Gemara says, no, he did appoint him when he said tain is kischi. It's the same thing as appointing him as a shliach lekabal. So he was appointed by the balamamin. It's a very, very sticky Gemara. That's what Taisa says. They don't understand what's going on over here. Taisa said he did him a favor. He didn't do him a favor. A whole complicated story. It's a shver pshat. That's how I think they learned, based on that Nesivus in Siman Kuf Hei. The Nesivus developed this whole idea based on that thesis in Bava Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph on the base, and the Ran quoted by the Nemuki Yosef on the Mishnah Bava Metzia Daf Yud, that in every case of Shlichus, he needs Shluchus Shal Bala Mom, and in every case of Zachin, the one who's giving it is appointing him as the Shliach.
The Baal need to have the Asad at the exact time of the Shechra, at the time of the Nesina. I mean, any time or any time the Baal appoints the Shliach, he means he's not aware exactly when the get's being given over.
So the Pashto says when the Baal appoints a Shliach to give a get, or the Baal appoints a Shliach to give a Shtar Shechur, so I give the power, Shluch Shalom Kamal, so I empower my Shliach. Then the Shliach is a Bardas. When he gives it, the Baal can be sleeping, the Baal can be drunk, as long as the Baal is a Bardas. But he can be sleeping and drunk. And then the shliach gives over the get shichra, the get isha to the eved, and then the shliach is expressing the das gerishin, or the das shichra.
Then why not here when he has das when he first appoints the shliach, that he is at that moment Rasan doing the garish, even though it's closer afterwards once he empowers the shliach.
Yeah, that's a chiddush that the Gemara is saying when he empowers the shliach. So implicit within empowering the shliach is a das shichra. Why should you assume so? The pashto says he didn't. He appointed him as a shliach when the shliach will give the get to the Eved Kanani, and he will express the das shichur. So then you say shluch shalavim kamali. So that's considered al pidin as if the yodin expressed at that time the das shichur. But here the Gemara is assuming as if implicit in the mina shlichus is already a das shichur. So if the Eved will come and grab the das shichur, it'll be good. But the Eved didn't come, so someone else grabbed it. A good Samaritan came and grabbed it on behalf of the Eved. That's at this. The assumptions are fantastic here. Mechudish dika assumption. Okay, that's what Tosis says. Yeah. Why do we say Atovis b'chav makosh chav lacherim loykana? What's wrong with chav lacherim? So the way we just developed the idea from the Nesivus, it's not because chav lacherim. If it's loy chav lacherim, it's really a takana de rabbanon. That's what the Rif writes in the Tshuva. Because in either case, he wasn't appointed a shluch shel bala mamon. But they only made a takana de rabbanon when it's lechav lachem. Chav lachem, why should they go out of their way? Get involved. The loiva is destroying all of his assets. That's not fair. He's gambling away all of his money. He's drinking away. He has money, keeps on buying another drink and another thing. He's wasting all of his assets. They made a takana de rabbanon. That's not fair. But they should stick, the chacham should stick in their 2 cents that the one is taifas to Reuben as opposed to Shimon. So they never made a takana de rabbanon over there. Yeah, that we understand. So according to the Nesivus, we understand the Gemara. Others don't learn like the Nesivus. If you don't learn like the Nesivus, you don't understand Bechlal. What is the Tzushta? What is the comparison between the Shichar Eved Kanani and Tofes L'Bal Chayv? And what does Tofes L'Bal Chayv have to do with Magbim Mitzil HaChaver? The whole Gemara is problematic. So if this Tosis doesn't seem to learn like the Nesivus, if Tosis asks the Kasha, how come we pass on halacha a toifes l'bachov mokin shachav l'acherim loikona and still hamagdim mitzil l'chavera is kona chavera? Why shouldn't it be the same? Why should it be the same? What has it got to do? Hamagdim mitzil l'chavera. There is no bala moment. The Gemara thought you always have to be shluchu shal bala moment. So if it's a dover shal hefka, there is no bala moment to speak of. So the Gemara came to the conclusion: if there is no bala moment, so you don't have to be shluchu shal bala moment. You can become a shlich without being bala moment. But Tofes L'Machayev, there is a bala moment. The loiva is the bala moment. So you can't become a shlich without. So Tosis doesn't answer like that. Tosis gives a different answer. Tosis holds that really every case of Hamagdia Mitzir L'Chavero, every case of Zecha Min HaHefka on behalf of someone else, should really be problematic because it's Tofes L'Machayev Mokhem Shachav L'Chayev. Should really be a problem. The answer is, Amigud Iboy Zoche L'Nachshi Zoche Nami L'Chavere. Since I have the one is picking up the Dovah Shel Hefker for Reuven is Mapsed Shimon. He's Mapsed all the people in the world. Everybody else could have picked it up, but if he wanted to, he could have picked it up for himself. Since he had an ability to be Mapsed all the other people in the world without doing the act of Zochin, so that's what Tosis explained on Yud Beis and Beis. Since the Yodin can sell, he's an Eved Kanani Shel Koyin. The Yodin can sell him to Israel, and that's the whole end of the story. So since there was another way to be mafsid, you have a situation where you have schus and chayva blended in together. But the chayva is not coming only machmas ha-schus. I could have done the chayva anyway. It's biyodi to be chav to the Eved. I can sell him to Yisrael. That's the end of the story. He won't be able to eat truma. So that's what Tosfos had two pshat, and one pshat was that's what the Gemara said. That's not called a chayv. So that's what Tosfos says over here also. Migadi boy zocher lenafshei. If I wanted to, I could have picked up the sack of money shel hefka for myself, and that would have been the end of the story. I could keep it for myself. I could be mafsid everybody in the world without doing a zochin. So therefore, you don't say that you have a blend of schus and chayva. You have no right to declare it as a schus. That chayva doesn't count because I could have been chav lachrini anyway. That's what Tosfos says. And the Shivas, they say you could have said in the Gemara differently from Tosfos. You could have said by the Dovah Shal Hefker, there is no Bala Momen. If the whole word is the issue of Shluchu Shal Bala Momen, by Dovah Shal Hefker, there is no Bala Momen. So therefore, you don't need Shluchu Shal Bala Momen. Hashem came by the Tosfos Labal Chayv. There is a Bala Momen, the Loivetz, Mechusu Gavayna. The Malva didn't acquire the ownership yet. So Tosfos doesn't give that answer.
Maybe you could hold that the Loivetz wastes his possessions.
Is a constructive hefker. Not hefker. Let's say he's buying drinks. They're not going to give him. He's drinking away all of his. He's aggravated. Doesn't have enough money to live. So he's spending all of his money for the last minute. Sometimes it'll be an act of hefker, but we're talking about a case where it's not an act of hefker. So within those who don't learn like the Nesivas, Tosfos doesn't seem to learn like the Nesivas. Then those who don't learn like the Nesivas, so here there's a whole discussion between the Pnei Yeshua and the Ktzos HaChoshen, what's wrong with the Tosfos Baal Chov HaMokin Shacham Lachem. So that's a famous, believe that we'll have to start tomorrow from that. That's a famous machlekes, the Pnei Yeshua, the Ktzos quotes the Pnei Yeshua. Famous machlekes, what's wrong with Chav Lachrin? But the Pasha Pshat is that, like Niva, Pasha Pshat, the yeshiva is usually soon based on the Nesivas, that that's not really the issue, Chav Lachrin. The issue is Tefis L'Bachayiv, there's no Shluchu Shal Bala Momen. That's what we usually assume. Okay, so we'll then add it tomorrow. We'll start with the Pnei Yeshua with the Tzitzit.